The Battle of Cape Henry. This is a reading of the Wikipedia article on May 21st, 2020, of the Battle of Cape Henry, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, en.wikipedia.org. The Battle of Cape Henry was a naval battle in the American War of Independence, which took place near the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay on the 16th of March, 1781, between a British squadron led by Vice Admiral Marryat Arbuthnot and a French fleet under Admiral Charles-René Dominique Sauchet Chevalier de Touche. De Touche, based in Newport, Rhode Island, had sailed for the Chesapeake as part of a joint operation with the Continental Army to oppose the British Army of Brigadier General Benedict Arnold that was active in Virginia. Admiral De Touche was asked by General George Washington to take his fleet to the Chesapeake to support military operations against Arnold by the Marquis de Lafayette. Sailing on the 8th of March, he was followed 2 days later by Admiral Arbuthnot, who sailed from eastern Long Island. Arbuthnot's fleet outsailed that of De Touche, reaching the Virginia Capes just ahead of De Touche on the 16th of March. After maneuvering for several hours, the battle was joined, and both fleets suffered some damage and casualties without losing any ships. However, Arbuthnot was positioned to enter the Chesapeake as the fleets disengaged, frustrating De Touche's objective. De Touche returned to Newport, while Arbuthnot protected the bay for the arrival of additional land troops to reinforce General Arnold. This is the table of contents. Section 1, Background. Section 2, Battle. Section 3, Aftermath. Section 4, Order of Battle. Section 5, Legacy. This is information arranged in a graph as part of the article. The Battle of Cape Henry. Date, 16th of March, 1781. Location, off Cape Henry, Atlantic Ocean. The result, tactically indecisive, strategic British victory. The belligerents, Great Britain and France. The commanders and leaders. For Great Britain, Marryat Arbuthnot. For France, Charles Chouet de Touche. The strengths of the fleets. For Great Britain, 8 ships of the line. For France, 7 ships of the line and 1 frigate. The casualties and losses. For Great Britain, 30 killed, 67 to 73 wounded. For France, 72 killed and 112 wounded. Section 1. Background. In December 1780, British General Sir Henry Clinton sent Brigadier General Benedict Arnold, who had changed sides to the British that previous September, with about 1,700 troops to Virginia to do some raiding and to fortify Portsmouth. General George Washington responded by sending the Marquis de Lafayette south with a small army to oppose Arnold. Seeking to trap Arnold between Lafayette's army and a French naval detachment, Washington asked French Admiral De Touche, the commander of the fleet at Newport, Rhode Island, for help. De Touche was weary of the threat posed by his slightly larger British North American fleet anchored at Gardiner's Bay off the eastern end of Long Island, and was reluctant to help. A storm in early February damaged some of Arbuthnot's fleet, which prompted De Touche to send a squadron of 3 ships south shortly after. When they reached the Chesapeake, the British ships supporting Arnold moved up the shallow Elizabeth River, where the French ships were unable to follow. The French fleet returned to Newport, having as their only success the capture of the HMS Romulus, a heavy frigate that was one of several ships sent by the British to investigate French movements. This modest success and the encouragement of General Washington prompted De Touche to embark on a full-scale operation. On the 8th of March, Washington was in Newport when De Touche sailed with his entire fleet, carrying 1,200 troops for use in land operations when they arrived at the Chesapeake. Vice Admiral of the White Marriott Arbuthnot, the British fleet commander in North America, was aware that Détouchet was planning something, but did not learn of Détouchet's sailing until the 10th of March and immediately led his fleet out of Gardiner Bay in pursuit. He had a speed advantage of copper-clad vessels and a favorable wind and reached Cape Henry on the 16th of March, slightly ahead of Détouchet. Section 2. Battle. Although the two fleets both had 8 ships in their lines, the British had an advantage in firepower. The 90-gun HMS London was the largest ship of either fleet, compared to the 80-gun Duc de Bourgogne, while the French fleet also included the recently captured 44-gun Romulus, the smallest vessel on either line. When Arbuthnot spotted the French fleet to his northeast at 6 a.m. on March 16th, they were about 40 nautical miles, 74 kilometers, east-northeast of Cape Henry. Arbuthnot came about, and Détouchet ordered his ships to form a line of battle heading west with the wind. Between 8 and 9 a.m., the winds began shifting, but visibility remained poor, and the two fleets maneuvered for several hours, each seeking the advantage of the weather gauge. From 8:15, the French were sailing close-hauled and had the weather gauge. At around 9:30, Détouchet ordered to wear ship in sequence. As they executed the order, the topsail yards of the Ardent and the Eveille broke, slowing and disorganizing the Détouchet's battle line, and the British seized the opportunity to close in. Détouchet ordered another turn, further closing to the British, but allowed Ardent and Eveille to repair and return to their stations, which they did by 11. By 1 p.m., the wind had stabilized from the northeast, and Arbuthnot was coming up on the rear of the French line as both headed east-southeast, tacking against the wind. Détouchet ordered to wear ship in sequence again and brought his line around to the front of the advancing British line. With the maneuver, he surrendered the weather gauge, giving Arbuthnot the advantage in determining the attack. But it also positioned his ships relative to the wind such that he could open his lower gun decks in the heavy seas, which the British could not do without the risk of water washing onto the lower decks. Arbuthnot responded to the French maneuver by ordering his fleet to wear. When the ships in the van of his line made the maneuver, they were fully exposed to the French line's fire and consequently suffered significant damage. At 13:30, the vanguards of both squadrons engaged, the French crossing the T of the first 3 British ships, Robust, Europe, and Prudent, were virtually unmanageable due to their damaged sails and riggings. Arbuthnot kept the signal for maintaining the line flying, and the British fleet thus lined up behind the damaged vessels. As Conquérant closed in to Robust, a cannonball struck her wheel and killed 4 helmsmen, sending her into the wind. The 74-gun Royal Oak and the 100-gun London closed within pistol range, but a lucky shot from Conquérant took off London's topsail yard, forcing her to stop. Conquérant remained exposed for another 30 minutes before she managed to establish a jury rigging and return to the French battle line. After 1 hour, Détouchet at this point again ordered his fleet to wear in succession, and his ships raked the damaged British ships once more before pulling away to the east. The British ships were too damaged to pursue. Section 3. Aftermath. French casualties were 72 killed and 112 wounded, while the British suffered 30 killed and 73 wounded. Arbuthnot pulled into Chesapeake Bay, thus frustrating the original intent of Détouchet's mission, while the French fleet returned to Newport. After transports delivered 2,000 men to reinforce Arnold, Arbuthnot returned to New York. He resigned his post as station chief due to age and infirmity in July and left for England, ending a stormy, difficult, and unproductive relationship with General Clinton. On the 17th of March, Détouchet held a war council, which concluded that the ships were too damaged to resume combat and decided to call Newport to repair. The United States Congress voted official thanks to Détouché. General Washington, unhappy that the operation had failed, wrote a letter that was mildly critical of Détouché. This letter was intercepted and published in an English newspaper, prompting a critical response to Washington by the Comte de Rochambeau, the French army commander in Newport. The Comte de Barras, who arrived to take command of the Newport station, justified Détouché's decision not to pursue the attack. Quote, "It is a principle in a war that one should risk much to defend one's positions and very little to attack those of the enemy." End quote. Naval historian Alfred Thayer Mahan points out that, quote, "This aversion from risk goes far to explain the French want of success in the war." End quote. Lafayette, when he learned of the French failure, turned back to the north to rejoin Washington. Washington then ordered Lafayette to stay in Virginia, having learned of the reinforcements sent to Arnold. Although the French operation to support Lafayette was unsuccessful, the later naval operations by the Comte de Grasse that culminated in the French naval victory in the September 1781 Battle of Chesapeake paved the way for a successful naval blockade and a land siege of Lord Cornwall's army at Yorktown, Virginia. Section 5. Legacy. The battle has been memorialized by American singer-songwriter Todd Snyder in The Ballad of Cape Henry on his 2008 album, Peace Queer. Quote, "Cape Henry, Cape Henry, the battlefield's on fire with water, white water, and those flames climbing higher. We fired dark cannon at least 2 hours or more. Cape Henry, Cape Henry, off that old Virginia shore." Although there is a marker commemorating the Battle of the Chesapeake at the Cape Henry Memorial in Virginia, there is no recognition of this battle at the site. Section 4. The Order of Battle. For the British fleet, there was the Robust, a third-rate ship with 74 guns, commanded by Captain Phillips Cosby. On it, 15 were killed, 21 wounded. The Europe, a third-rate ship with 64 guns, captained by Smith Child, with 8 killed and 19 wounded. The Prudent, a third-rate with 64 guns, commanded by Captain Thomas Burnett, with 7 killed and 24 wounded. The Royal Oak, a third rate, with 74 guns, commanded by Captain William Swinney, where 0 were killed and 3 wounded. Note, this was Arbuthnot's flag. The London, a second rate, with 90 guns, captained by David Graves, on which 0 were killed and 0 wounded. This was Sir Thomas Graves' flag. The Adamant, a fourth rate with 50 guns, captained by Gideon Johnstone, with 0 killed and 0 wounded. The Bedford, a third rate with 74 guns, captained by Edmund Affleck, with 0 killed and 0 wounded. And the America, a third rate with 64 guns, captained by Samuel Thompson, with 0 killed and 0 injured. Casualty summary, 30 killed, 67 wounded. Other ships. Guadalupe, a frigate with 28 guns, captained by Hugh Robinson. The Pearl, a frigate with 32 guns, captained by George Montague. The Iris, a frigate with 32 guns, captained by George Dawson. And the Medea, a frigate with 28 guns, captained by Henry Duncan. The French fleet. The ship. Conquérant, a third-rate ship with 74 guns, commanded by La Guinderée, with 43 killed and 50 wounded. Note, she lost her rudder and most of her rigging. The Provence, a third rate with 64 guns, commanded by Lombard, with 1 killed and 7 wounded. The Ardent, a third rate with 64 guns, commanded by Marginet, with 19 killed, 35 wounded, and it had main mast damage. The Neptune, a third rate with 74 guns, commanded by Medin, with 4 killed, 2 wounded. Morrissey and Mahan claim the Neptune as Détouché's flagship. The Duc de Bourgogne, a third rate with 80 to 84 guns, under the command of Dufault, where 6 were killed and 5 wounded. The Jason, a third rate with 64 guns under the command of La Clochetterie, with 5 killed and 1 wounded. The Evielle, a third rate with 64 guns under the command of La Garnie de Thierry, with 1 killed and 3 wounded. And the Romulus, a fifth rate with 44 guns under the command of La Sagui de la Vélasbon, where 2 were killed and 1 wounded. Note, this was a 2-deck frigate built by the British in 1777. Other ships, the Hermione, a 36-gun frigate under the command of Latouche, the Gentile, a 32-gun frigate under the command of Magnus Delrochet, the Fantastique, a 14-gun under the command of Monsieur de Vauray, and the Civilante, a 32-gun frigate under the command of Jean-Marie de Villeneuve-Cillia. End of article. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 unreported licenses available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0/. Recorded Thursday, May 21st, 2020.